Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Death Gap, How Inequality Kills by David A. Ansel, MD, examines how social and economic inequality shows up as measurable differences in sickness and life expectancy. But, written from the perspective of a physician and public health advocate, the book connects clinical outcomes to upstream forces such as housing policy, education, employment, environmental exposure, racism, and access to quality care. Rather than treating premature death as the result of isolated personal choices, Ansel argues that many health outcomes are shaped by political decisions and institutional practices that distribute risk and resources unevenly. The book is often discussed in relation to urban health, particularly the stark contrast seen across neighborhoods and demographic groups. It aims to make inequality legible in everyday medical realities. Who gets diagnosed early, who receives continuous care, who can avoid toxic exposures, and who is forced to live with chronic stress. By linking medicine with history and policy, the book invites readers to see public health as a matter of justice as much as treatment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the death gap is a pattern, not an accident. A central topic of the book is the idea that large differences in life expectancy across race, class, and neighborhood are not random variations. They form a persistent pattern created by the way opportunity and harm are distributed. Ansel frames the death gap as the outcome of structures that repeatedly place some groups closer to danger, such as violence, pollution, unstable housing, and poor food environments, while giving other groups insulation through wealth, safer neighborhoods, and better services. This view shifts attention from isolated medical events to the conditions that make certain diagnoses predictable in particular zip codes. In this framing, hospitals and clinics often become places where inequality is recorded rather than resolved, documenting advanced disease that could have been prevented through earlier access and healthier living conditions. The topic emphasizes the importance of seeing health statistics as clues to deeper social design. When the same communities experience higher rates of chronic illness and earlier deaths over decades, the book argues that the causes are embedded in policy choices and institutional behavior. Understanding the death gap as patterned helps readers recognize why purely individual solutions struggle to close it and why broad, sustained changes are required. Secondly, racism, segregation, and the geography of risk. Another major theme is how racism and segregation shape health by shaping place. The book highlights how neighborhood boundaries often reflect historic and ongoing practices that concentrate poverty and limit access to high-quality schools, stable employment, safe public spaces, and responsive health services. These geographic realities then translate into higher exposure to triggers of illness, environmental toxins, overcrowded housing, limited green space, and chronic stress from insecurity and discrimination. Ansel links the geography of risk to disparities in outcomes that appear in emergency rooms and chronic disease clinics, where patients arrive with conditions that are harder to manage because the surrounding environment keeps reinforcing the problem. This topic also addresses how racism operates beyond personal prejudice, through institutional decisions that affect lending, zoning, transportation, and public investment. Health becomes a downstream indicator of these decisions, meaning that treating disease without changing conditions is like continuously repairing damage while the source of harm remains. By emphasizing the map of inequality, the book encourages readers to think in terms of community-level interventions and policy reforms alongside clinical care. Thirdly, healthcare access is not the same as health equity. The book explores why expanding healthcare access, while important, is not sufficient to eliminate the death gap. Ansel distinguishes between the presence of medical services and the lived ability to use them effectively. Access can be undermined by unstable work schedules, transportation barriers, lack of paid leave, high out-of-pocket costs, fragmented coverage, and mistrust shaped by prior discrimination. Even when patients reach the system, differences in quality of care, continuity, and respectful communication can influence whether illnesses are caught early and treated consistently. This theme also points to the limits of a healthcare system that is geared toward treating advanced disease rather than preventing it through sustained community investment. Ansel presents inequity as something that can be built into referral pathways, specialist availability, and resource allocation, creating an uneven standard of care that tracks with income and race. The topic encourages readers to evaluate reform proposals with a sharper lens, not only whether more people can enter the system, but whether the system delivers comparable outcomes across groups. In this view, true equity requires both fair healthcare delivery and upstream changes that reduce the burden of illness in the first place. Fourthly, chronic stress, trauma, and the body. A further topic centers on how inequality becomes biological through chronic stress and repeated trauma. The book connects social insecurity to physiological wear and tear, where constant vigilance about safety, housing, food, and finances can disrupt sleep, elevate stress hormones, and worsen inflammation over time. these pathways can contribute to higher risks of hypertension, diabetes complications, heart disease, and mental health challenges. Ansel emphasizes that stress is not simply a feeling, but a sustained exposure that accumulates, especially when combined with limited access to preventive care and safe spaces for recovery. This theme helps explain why health disparities persist even when individual behaviors appear similar across groups, because the baseline conditions shaping coping capacity and resilience differ dramatically. The topic also highlights how violence, discrimination, and unstable living conditions can create overlapping traumas that compound medical complexity. For readers, this section reframes public health as something that includes psychological safety, community stability, and dignity. It implies that effective solutions should include trauma-informed care, community-based mental health support, and broader policies that reduce instability, rather than focusing only on patient compliance or willpower. Lastly, from diagnosis to justice, what closing the gap requires, the book also addresses what it would take to close the death gap, arguing for approaches that combine medical practice with civic action. Ansel points toward prevention as a societal project, where improving health outcomes depends on safer housing, equitable education, living wages, environmental protections, and access to healthy food and transportation. This topic emphasizes that physicians and health systems can play roles beyond the exam room by partnering with communities, supporting public health initiatives, and using data to highlight inequities that demand intervention. It also stresses accountability, encouraging readers to look at who benefits from existing arrangements and how reforms can be designed to produce measurable changes in life expectancy and disease burden. Rather than presenting one simple fix, the theme underscores that inequality is multi-layered and therefore requires coordinated responses across sectors. The idea of moving from diagnosis to justice positions health as a moral and democratic concern, not merely a technical one. By connecting policy choices to human outcomes, the book invites readers to see closing the gap as both achievable and urgent, provided society is willing to treat equity as a core public good. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want to understand why health outcomes differ so sharply across communities, including clinicians, public health students, policymakers, community organizers, and general readers concerned about fairness. It is especially valuable for anyone who senses that medical care alone cannot explain why some neighborhoods experience so much preventable suffering. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the clearer framework it offers. Instead of viewing illness only as a personal problem, readers learn to see how housing, work, education, racism, and environmental conditions shape risk over time. That perspective can change how people vote, advocate, lead institutions, or practice medicine, and it can deepen empathy by connecting individual stories to systemic causes. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on healthcare reform or individual behavior, The Death Gap stands out for linking clinical realities to the social architecture that produces them and for treating inequality as a direct cause of premature death. It is worth buying if you want a grounded, medically informed argument that connects everyday policy choices to life expectancy, and that challenges readers to think in terms of both treatment and justice. If you would like to support David A. Ansel, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.